O City of Light, O Club of the Capital, O Paris Saint-Germain, here we will share the magical story behind the leading club in French football.
Sorin is the archetype player that the Parc des Princes crowd has always truly wanted to watch. The long-haired guy who can tackle, is good as well as loyal, and can score goals. In fact, he ticks all the boxes that football fans want to see from players playing for their team. They want to see Juan Pablo Sorin. He had it all.
It can be summed up in a single word. An Italian word that Europeans have mistakenly attributed to South American football and Argentinian players in particular, La Grinta. The Buenos Aires native interprets it very differently in his mother tongue.
La Grinta, la garra.
Grinta, garra, raça, as we say in Brazil, comes naturally for some. To me, it symbolizes my life and that I always fight for my goals. I always believe in the possible and keep the faith until the last moment. I give fully for the colors of my teams, and that was the case with PSG and the incredible relationship with the fans, and for the Argentinian national team too, of course.
Y lógicamente con la selección argentina. Entonces, para mí, la grinta...
For me, grinta is non-negotiable.
La grinta,
when people remember my grinta, it makes me extremely proud.
Muy orgulloso.
It is tattooed on Juan Pablo Sorin's heart and body.
We play the way that we live. It's a natural relationship with your personality. I am and always was a warrior. It wasn't easy in my career with my physique. I've come a long way in order to reach professional status.
On his journey, there was France and his intuition.
I think that there was something in the energy that made it inevitable that we would find each other eventually. It's an interesting story because I did not know Paris at all. After a national team game, Argentina against Italy, I lost the ball to make the connection. Mauricio Pochettino told me, let's go to Paris.
Months later, he's about to move to England. However, one contract clause is unclear and requires a reread. It is just enough time for PSG to get in touch. Paris has stolen in at the last moment. He joined in the final hours of the transfer window on August 31st of 2003. On loan from Brazilian club Cruzeiro after two uneventful half seasons with Lazio and Rome, and then Barcelona. A muscle injury kept him away from the pitch until an autumn trip to Sochaux.
For my first PSG game, I was asked to mark Pedretti. Paris had not won in this fixture for quite some time. It was a decisive game for us, and I had a job to do for the team. I said, okay, and did my job. He didn't get a sniff, which was good for PSG, and we won 1-0. The perfect scenario. After the game, I told the coach, okay, and that I did it for the team. But it wasn't going to be like that every game, as I can do more than just marking someone.
Sorin's style of play was combative with contagious energy, always facing forwards right until the final whistle.
Louis was a very defensive coach who wanted the team to stay tight. We discussed tactics a few times, but there were positive discussions for the team.
Used to playing left back, he found himself in front of compatriot Gabi Heinze and even pushed into an attacking midfield role. He could also pass and score, like he did against Nice in the league with a thumping header, or against bitter rivals Marseille in the French Cup round of 16.
Before the game, I already knew that one game could change my relationship with the fans. I played it as if I was playing a final. There were some heated moments, some clashes with Didier Drogba, but it was good. It was also the goal that helped me enter the hearts of PSG fans.
A thumping late header to overjoy the Parisian fans.
I remember the supporters' delight. I was in Saint-Germain-en-Laye one morning after the Marseille game with my girlfriend Sol drinking mate. It was very early in the morning and some fans walked past our house. They started singing in a very emotional and personal way. They thanked me. Thanked me for the goal and the victory. It was the greatest moment with supporters of my entire career.
PSG is enjoying an excellent season with Surin. They win the French Cup. They also qualify for the Champions League with an important win over league leaders Lyon in the penultimate game.
After the game, Vahid sees me, looks at me, and asks, "Why aren't you happy?" I told him, "Yes, I'm happy, but remember the Monaco game when we defended more than we attacked?" I told him that if we had won Monaco, then our fans could have been singing and celebrating for being champions, not just reaching the Champions League.
Individually, the Argentinian was given a nickname of PSG's Lucky Charm. With Surin on the pitch during the 2003-2004 season, PSG never tasted defeat. Juan Pablo Surin, 26 games played, 7 draws and 19 wins.
Going undefeated with PSG was incredible. With every passing game, I didn't want to talk numbers about how many games I'd gone without losing in Paris. I would just look from time to time and saw it as some divine blessing. One day, a journalist logically asked, "Do you know that you've never lost with PSG?" I just shushed him.
Paris Magique is a Paris Saint-Germain podcast available across all listening platforms and the club's platform. Produced by Baba Bem, written by Melina Boetti, and hosted by David the Host.